Wonderless Land by Washington Cucurto. This morning I woke up saddened. This land can't give any wonder. Is it impossible for this insanity land to grow a little bit, a little green corner of wonder? This land is sadder than a woman asking for sugar. This morning I woke up downright depressed, and I have 35 reasons. Someone has to be guilty of planting the bombs around this wonderless land. Without poetry readers, these bombs are invisible. They don't make noise. They don't cause panic. These are perfect bombs that kill soundlessly. These are the modern bombs that man invented. They kill like falling leaves. But leaves in the forest, they aren't. Falling are bombs. In the cities, every day, every hour, and people think that it's winter arriving. Why would they plant so many bombs in this wonderless land? And in so many countries like this one, wonderless. Is it that they are filled with wonder, seeing how their bombs explode over our houses, on the heads of our children, onto our beds and tables, our chairs become matches? And what will happen to the people of this land who don't react? The people of this land are living in the bomb's ruins and don't react and don't even try to wake up sad at the very least like I do this January morning. You go out onto the street and no one hears the bombs. They don't see the mutilated children wrapped in the aura of their own pain. I don't know if no one sees them or hears them, or if they don't want to see or listen. These are the modern bombs that humanity has invented, bombs against hearing, against listening, bombs that destroy everything with the greatest possible sensibility and diplomacy, peaceful bombs that burn, mutilate, uproot the tree trunks and turn the butterflies from Patagonia's Eden of Dreams into wild monsters. They invented their silent pacifist bombs that day after day they shoot at us with their missile launchers, and no one hears or sees or feels anything. This is insanity land. No wonder. No green, no red kiss, no flow of children across a field. This is the land of total destruction, of catastrophe, approaching all that is possible. I go into the street and scream, "Hey, you! Hey, you! Hey, you, Dominicane!" But no one hears, or sees, or feels anything. I go through the streets and the bars and all the hangouts showing people a mutilated child, and they don't see him. They don't see him. "Don't you see this child who I have in my hand?" I say to some friendly beer drinkers at a downtown bar. "Where? Where?" they say and keep on drinking. The world is a beersy lane. I prefer to think that nobody hears anything, because the noise from bombings across the land doesn't let them think.